just in time for football's preseason, from video game maker Electronic Arts. Its annual Season in a Box, better known as Madden 2004, Slate's Chris Sullentrop has this assessment of a football video game so popular that NFL players themselves are obsessed with it.
From the Georgia Dome here in Atlanta comes NFL football. Thanks for joining us. These two teams are ready to go, and it should be a great one.
This may sound like the beginning of a real NFL TV broadcast, but it's actually Madden 2004. Real-life announcers John Madden and partner Al Michaels lend their voices to the game, where they describe every lousy play you manage to bungle.
There's just no excuse for that. He's getting paid a lot of money to make those catches.
The game has been around since 1989, and now a new version is released every year. Not only is the game itself revamped, but each new version features a different real NFL player's picture on the box. To today's generation of players, landing on that cover is a career-defining experience, the way a Wheaties box or the Sports Illustrated cover used to be. This year's cover boy, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick, gushed to the Sporting News that, quote, "It's something you think about as a kid, but you don't think it will ever happen." The 23-year-old Vick was 9 when the original John Madden football was released.
It's a sneak. Vick barely makes it past the first down marker. Well, they kept it in the quarterback's hands.
Never mind that there's also an alleged curse that goes along with making the Madden box cover. And indeed, Michael Vick broke his leg over the weekend. But if you play in the NFL at all, you will appear somewhere in the video game. All players on NFL rosters are fashioned into virtual Madden characters, a sort of digital upgrade to having your own trading card. And the real players are also some of the game's most obsessive fans. Jacksonville Jaguars running back Fred Taylor told the Florida Times Union he plays up to 6 hours a day of Madden during the season, and up to 10 hours a day in the offseason. He's far from alone. In fact, many NFL players compete in a league-wide video game tournament that culminates in the Madden Bowl during the week before the Super Bowl.
Seems like the back is seeing the holes even before they open up out there. Kind of like a Superman.
Madden has sold more units in the last 2 years than any other console video game in the U.S., except for the gleefully degenerate Grand Theft Auto games. It's hardly surprising, since both sports and video games are the domains of free-spending, adolescent, and 20-something males. And both pastimes, especially when fused together in an intoxicating NFL simulation, share a certain side effect. As one Electronic Arts vice president conceded to Brandweek, quote, "We're sort of a direct competitor to girlfriends." The game is an extension of what John Madden, the real John Madden, sells. The fun of football mixed with an understanding of the import of it. Even what the New York Times Magazine last year called Madden's womanless, nomadic existence is recreated around the game. Throngs of men gather in rooms, alone and in groups, to play for hours on end. But most of all, Madden the announcer and Madden the game rely on the same thing for their success. Everyone, even other NFL football players, wants to be Michael Vick.
This is Al Michaels with John Madden saying goodbye for EA Sports.
Chris Sullentrop writes the assessment column for Slate.